B-Pod Studios.
What are you doing?
Shh! I am trying to sleep.
Time to wake up.
No.
Wait, what day is today?
It's hump day.
What? Is that today? Woo-hoo!
It's Wednesday. I'm giving up listening.
Don't give up!
Don't give up.
We're halfway there.
Halfway there.
Halfway.
Where? Where?
Is it a weekend?
Okay. Guess I can hold out a little longer.
Until then.
Showtime.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Wednesday. Hump day, getting closer and closer to Super Bowl 53 and bracing for the bitter cold that's coming in here. Are you ready?
No.
Nope.
I'm sick.
Okay.
I'm a rhesus monkey. Stay away from me.
Sorry.
Okay.
I know. Brian Bell got me sick.
What you got?
I got what he had last
Whatever
week.
I had
chills,
Thursday and Friday.
Okay, good. Well,
sneezing, terrible.
But it's chills, but you're also sweating.
Yes, and I
yeah. okay,
I snorted
good.
Some Flonase. I don't know how people made it through the 80s. That killed my sinuses.
Really?
Well, I'm sure that was Flonase.
Lucky we're not all trapped in an airtight studio sealed
yeah,
in here
exactly.
with the germs floating around every place.
I know.
Okay, so the cold weather is really going to come blowing in here today.
And there's a mixed bag of precipitation, I have to say, because Brian was saying there was it's like 38 degrees in West Bridgewater.
Yeah.
So it was raining.
It's like Medford, 34, Canton.
In Medford, it was 28 degrees.
Yeah, yeah.
A light coating of snow, but everything was frozen on the car, so you had to scrape the entire car. Of course, somebody stole my brush and my scraper, so I had to use one of those ceramic coffee travel mugs.
Well, those work pretty good, don't they?
Yeah, you tip it up, you use the rim of the mouth, you know.
You know, I saw a tip online that a guy uses a Ziploc bag full of warm water.
Yeah.
And it de-ices his windshield.
Sweet.
I don't know if that's true or not. And if it brings a leak, you're just going to freeze your windshield. But
let us
go.
Let us know. Let us know that works out for you, okay?
Where would I put my Cheez-Its?
Okay, well, we got stuff coming up here on the... boy, we got so much stuff for you today. You're going to get another chance. We're going to be giving away more office squares to our totally legal office gambling pool. We'll be doing that this morning.
People are into it.
They're really into it.
I was sitting in here after the show yesterday, and people were calling Julie D, like, when are you giving away the squares?
I know. Well, it's good stuff.
I know.
I'm almost understanding it.
Okay.
And the movies, too. I mean, the football movies.
The greatest football movie ever. We got the brackets up. And
getting down to the wire.
Yeah. It's going to be good.
I can't believe what won
I'm getting
yesterday.
A little upset. We'll talk about it at 6:30.
Yeah. Okay.
Mikey the plumber. Mikey texted me last night. I'm going to bed. Hey, Hank, Helen had to go to work this morning. Who won? I go, I'm not telling you. Tell her to listen.
6:30
this morning.
Results are up
all
now.
Of that
you can
for
vote
you.
Again right now.
Okay, dirty laundry. What do we got? Dirty laundry. 7:45.
What the goop? Gwyneth Paltrow is being sued for the goopiest thing you'll ever know.
Okay, that's coming up at 7:45.
We do have a New England Patriot who said if he wins the Super Bowl, he's most likely going to retire.
I know. Go figure. Who do you think it is?
That would be not good for us.
Okay, we'll tell you that coming up 6:45 this morning. And in the meantime, let me see. Anything else we need to come here? Win a grand in 60 seconds. Coming up in about 10 minutes. Stick around. All this right here on the Lorne and Wally Mornings.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, everybody, and our never-ending attempt to keep you totally entertained and get you ramped up for Super Bowl 53, we decided that we needed to find the greatest all-time movies about football. And so the voting has been going on for a couple days now, 3 days. Well, this movie on our third day. And we have some surprising results on this because you are picking the winners on this.
I know, and it's really kind of interesting because Rudy beat out everybody's All-American.
Yeah,
but the
Rudy's
real
a
long-time
favorite.
I can understand that, yeah.
Yeah, longest yard continues on. Wildcats, the replacements beat the game plan. I'm sorry, The Rock.
But the surprise one was that Brian's song beat out Any Given Sunday and now is up against Remember the Titans.
This is upsetting to me right now.
Okay, because I know you're a huge... Any Given Sunday.
No. Remember the Titans.
Yeah.
Remember the Titans.
I like Any Given
is
Sunday.
It's a great, great movie.
It is.
And I'm concerned if Brian's song beats out it, Remember the Titans, I'm going to be very upset. Here you go.
I love Brian Piccolo. And I'd like all of you to love him too. And tonight, hit your knees. Please ask God to love him.
Whoa. slow.
Okay, okay.
But, you know, I mean, it's kind of a nice theme song. What's the name of that song?
It's Brian's.
As I recall, Brian's it was song. Called Brian's Song. Yeah.
My mother, I think, used to play this on the piano.
Yeah.
She took piano lessons later in life, and we That's listened great. To a lot of Brian's Song.
That's great. But here's the thing. Okay. Here's the thing with Brian's Song. It was a made-for-TV movie from 1,000 years ago.
71.
And I will give you, when's the last time anyone who voted for that movie actually watched that movie?
Well, doesn't that speak to the movie, how incredibly good it was?
No,
it
is. It's a generational movie.
Yes.
Because I watched it with my parents, and then I made my kids, who were 21 and 22, we watched it.
It's like Old Yeller of football.
It's okay. I'm not saying that it's
you're right
necessarily a bad movie.
But it could
I'm
be.
Just saying it doesn't really hold up in comparison to a real movie like Remember the Titans, which was an actual movie.
Perhaps you don't have a soul.
I have a soul. Have you seen Remember the Titans? The message is spectacular.
It's spectacular.
It's so good.
Both are very, they're legitimate movies, and they appeal to a certain person. There's, like, you know, somebody who's sensitive, and also Remember the Titans, sensitive too, but, like, with a little bit better soundtrack.
Okay, I think Brian's Song gets a little bit more credit because it's the first movie that made everyone's father cry.
Right.
You might
as
have a
adult.
Point there. Okay.
Right?
Yes.
You know what is
adult.
Uplifting, though? The fact that human suffering and loss supersedes the underdog. I mean, life and death.
But I think people are thinking about it in, you know how you like when you remember things as better than they were?
Yeah.
That's Brian's Song. Because Remember the Titans is on pretty much every weekend on TNT.
Yep.
And this, I mean, come on.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Everywhere we go.
Dancing.
Yeah.
Dancing
know.
In Brian's Song.
No.
Denzel is so good in it.
Yeah.
I mean,
Denzel.
Brian's dancing.
This is Brian's Song.
Great.
Yeah, exactly.
This is great.
Yeah, this is Brian.
I mean, it's got Denzel. One of the actual Tennessee Titans did that dance as a celebration this season. It's amazing.
Okay, but I feel
but he's
like
very emotional.
I feel like you might be disappointed.
Okay. I'm sorry, but if Brian's Song beats Remember the Titans in this poll, I'm giving up on all of you people.
Brian's Song obviously is not Brian's movie.
No, it is not. Not at all.
No.
Okay, so what's the matchup going to be now?
It's Brian's Song versus Remember the Titans. Rudy versus The Longest Yard.
Ooh, that's going to be a tough one.
And Wildcats versus The Replacements. I think... Ooh. I don't know. Rudy and I'm looking at that one. That's going to be interesting.
I'm predicting. No, I don't. Do not want to influence the voting.
Don't
I want to influence.
Not want to influence.
Vote for Remember the Titans.
Okay.
Vote for Remember the Titans.
You can't.
Vote
no, you
Brian's
can't.
Song.
You can't
vote for
lobby.
Brian's
song.
Yes,
you
I can.
For this.
If not, why don't I have this microphone? If not to say people should vote for Remember the Titans.
You know what's bothering me? Tomorrow could be a really dark day in here.
Yeah. Boy, you got that.
I'm just going to take the entire internet down.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Question we asked, remember that James Caan's possibly most significant role was Buddy's dad in Elf.
That is true. That was his finest work, I agree.
So what's the, you out there working out this morning?
Yeah, you know I have a Fitbit. I got one for Christmas. Yeah, okay. I got one. We compete with steps. I'm kicking his butt, by the way, now that he's not walking to a train.
I see.
Driving. But I also sometimes look at the calories burned, allegedly, from my very intense walking to the refrigerator. And I shouldn't rely on that, apparently, because evil researchers, have discovered that Fitbits aren't very good at estimating the calories you burn when you're walking.
Oh, really?
They're pretty good at estimating the calories you burn while running. I wouldn't know.
allegedly.
You've heard rumors
but
to the effect.
Their Fitbit underestimates it by 4%, but the devices underestimate the calories burned during walking by more than 50%.
Oh, boy.
Isn't that crazy? Because maybe you have the same, like, you know, a Fitbit measures your step by the way you move your arm.
Yeah.
And maybe when you run, you kind of do the same as walking.
Yep.
So they're overestimating it. So it means either A, you should run, B, you should walk more, Or C, give up.
And hang out on the couch.
Or you have really short arms.
I think you got something there.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Morning. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WRMR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Okay, as we make preparations for the Super Bowl, by the way, did you know the who's the first person who ever said, I'm going to Disney World after the Super Bowl? Think about it. We'll tell you.
Mickey Mouse.
No, absolutely not. Was a football player during a Super Bowl.
Oh, I know, I know.
You think you know?
I definitely know.
Okay, hang on. Okay. In the meantime, Hank, what's going on?
Patriots back on the practice field today at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. Patriots safety Devin McCourty says if the Patriots win, he might retire since nothing could top winning the Super Bowl alongside his twin brother, Jason McCourty. He's a cornerback.
How about that?
Bruins lost to Winnipeg 4-3 in a shootout last night at the TD Garden. Patrice Bergeron had two goals. Celtics host Charlotte tonight. And Sam Adams out with a new beer to honor Tom Brady called Too Old, Too Slow, Still Here.
Nice.
We've got a big jug of it in the studio. Go to WROR.com if you want to check it out.
Nice.
Sports is brought to you by Citizens Bank.
Okay, you think you know who was the first ever to utter, I'm going to Disney World after the Super Bowl.
Joe Namath.
Joe Montana.
No, neither. Phil Sims, 1987. He was paid $75,000 by Disney World to say, I've won the Super Bowl. I'm going to Disney World.
He was paid $75,000. Well, that'll get you into Disney World now.
That's right. But you still got to stand in line.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show.
Hey, girl. I got something real delicious to give you. Girl, you know we got the munchies, and it's Sunday night.
Super Sunday.
And I'm so hungry for something that is fried.
Wow, it's the Super Bowl, but these chips are tasting dry.
They're so dry.
Have some Lay's with something that will go well on the side.
Oh, it's on the side. A treat real special, so take off the top.
Take a look inside. It's some dip in a box.
Dip in a box.
Boy.
Salsa goes well with tortilla chips. And I've got a tub of French onion dip. Don't waste time trying to open the jar. Girl, I got a box of some guac in the car. Got a few pounds of artichoke hearts. Eating all this junk is my favorite part. All the bean dip is gonna make you fart.
It's the Super Bowl.
Oh my God.
Got some dip in a box.
I think it's going to be huge.
Right.
Yeah.
The Lorne and Wally Morning Show. With Lorne, LBM, Hank, and Brian. Weekdays. 80s and more. All day and night. 105.7 WROR.
So tomorrow morning at this time, the temperature is probably going to be 4 degrees. Okay? Oh. That's cold. Are you going to be the person who says, hey, cold enough for you? And,
I bet you will.
Okay, so listen, how cold is it? I was stunned when I saw this. It's colder. It will be colder than it is on Mars. Yesterday, the high on Mars was 23.
Really?
We're not going to get out of the teens tomorrow. But that's nothing compared to what's happening in the Midwest right now.
Yeah, the Midwest is crazy.
What are those temperatures you're seeing?
Minneapolis, 27 below. Wind chill, 51 below.
So 27 below is the real temperature.
Real temperature. In Chicago, it's 18 below. The wind chill is 46 below zero. That's ridiculous.
God. Okay, now this is really dangerous.
Yeah, every time I click on any news organization, I see frostbitten fingers, which is really quite unattractive. So to avoid that, the thing is frostbite is essentially your body tissue freezing. And people think that you get it like if you're going to go to Mount Everest or something like that. But you can get it really quickly, actually, because you could just, like, running around, especially with the wind chill, it's an added element that frostbite can happen. So you have to watch out for it. That's the most important thing, because you'll feel it before you'll see it. And so the things that you have to watch out for are reduced blood flow to hands and feet. I have that Raynaud's syndrome, which, I go to the refrigerated section at the grocery store, I lose.
You immediately. Feeling in your,
It's off. Numbness, tingling or stinging, aching or bluish or pale, waxy skin. Remember to wear multiple layers and cover your face,
hands. Exposed skin, man. That's really
Yeah, even your face. Like, you forget, like, your nose and your face and your ears. Those things freeze quickly. Anything that's sticking out.
Keep that in mind. Don't let anything stick out.
If it sticks out, wrap it up.
Exactly. Right. We always say that.
It's, you know, I mean, it's important, I think. You know, the other thing, too, is that, like, I was reading about all the things that your body does when it's cold. Like, do you know how when you get...
shrinkage?
Yes. Redirects blood away from your extremities. There you go. So that's why your hands and feet tend to feel cold first.
Out of Minneapolis, I'd look like I weighed 165 pounds.
And you know why they get goosebumps? This is so interesting to me. Because all mammals fluff up their body hair when they're cold, including us.
It's just that we evolved without...
We just don't have as much hair. Yeah.
Well, some of us, yeah. Lauren.
Okay. I totally evolved out.
Your back must look like a bear when you're cold.
But, so, you know, when it's 0 degrees out, say it's like minus 19. It's going to be what, minus 10 wind chill tomorrow at some point?
At least.
30 minutes to get frostbite. That's not a long time. Like, if you're waiting for the train or you're waiting for a bus.
Right.
You're hand working warmers a detail from, or something.
Yeah. Hand warmers and feet warmers from L.L. Bean work really well.
They really do. They're
and
a huge
I think you can get them in Ocean
That's something
State.
Good to keep in your car.
Yes. Okay.
Tomorrow might be a good day to be like LBF.
Yeah. Yes. Hand warmers, feet warmers. Don't drink. Don't drink alcohol. People think that by drinking alcohol, you are warming yourself up. No, in fact, you're constricting your blood vessels, and it's worse for you.
Oh, wow. I never thought we'd see the day where you advise people not to drink.
Astonishing.
Yep. Crazy, isn't
and
it?
National,
I can't even believe it.
Get a load of this. The National Weather Service advised people in the Midwest, quote, protect your lungs from severely cold air. It might be too cold to talk. Holy cow.
There was a police force just outside of Chicago that arrested Elsa yesterday.
Oh, that's funny.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Okay, everybody, it is time now for your 720 Men from Maine. And it's brought to you by Wishbone Salad Dressing. Wishbone Salad Dressing. Bold taste from real ingredients. Perfect for salads, marinades, dips, too. Grab a bottle of Wishbone at your local Stop and Shop grocery store today. Wishbone. It's so good. It's so tasty. It's so easy. And here we go, Men from Maine.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Ephus are preparing to open their new business venture and are stocking shelves when Ephus sees old Lady Fenwick walk up to the door and we hear...
Say, Ephus.
Yeah?
Look who's peeking in our window here.
Oh, geez. It's that nosy old Lady Fenwick. She's probably going to be asking lots of nosy, stupid questions.
Well, let me take care of this.
All right.
Morning, boys.
Morning, Miss Fenwick.
What you boys doing?
Well, we're opening up a store.
Oh, what are you selling?
We're selling balls.
Well, looks like you're doing very well.
Why you say that?
Because there's only two left.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Hiya.
Right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
We got your 80s and more. 1057 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program. You know, you wouldn't go to work if you had the plague.
Yeah?
Probably wouldn't go to work if you had the measles, you know. So where's the cutoff line?
I don't know. I wish I knew. Well, I was thinking about it this morning at about 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I was, yeah. So I'm sick, and I want to blame a couple of people for this because I was doing a really good job of avoiding people being sick, washing my hands, making sure I take all my, you know, those vitamins. What's the thing we both have? The huge airborne.
Right? Oh, airborne.
The stuff they say doesn't work.
It works. It's preventative.
Seems like it doesn't. Yeah,
especially the gummies.
Yeah, I love them. It's like candy. Anyway, so I'm sick because. Here's the chain.
Yeah.
Brian Bell was sick last week.
Yeah, I was sick Thursday, Friday.
Yes, with a fever,
just
looking
a slight
terrible.
Fever. Yeah, yeah.
Chills,
but I
sweats,
had the chills with the sweats,
sneezing,
which was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And you sit stuff. And you guys sit 5 feet from each other, so.
Yeah. I used a lot of, you know.
It doesn't
hand
matter.
Sanitizer.
I'm sure you know, opening
tried
and shutting
really.
Doors and things
I didn't
like
touch
that.
Any
he came
of the
into
doors.
Work sick. You did.
No.
You
no,
have
no.
to get out of here. So
propped open.
So then where did he get it? PJ, the eternal intern, 2 weeks ago came in with a fever and touched everything because everyone needs to
Until
be a
we
hero.
Sent her home.
Yeah, they sent her home.
Yeah.
So PJ started it, and I think it's gone way to, all the way down Radio Row here, because I think a lot of people from the other stations are sick. So now I'm sick, and I just want to know why. When did it become the thing to do to go to work when you're sick? Is it? I know it's the pressure for me. I don't want. I mean, it's just pressure. Like, but what?
So is
everybody
sinus pressure?
Sinus pressure.
That'll go away.
Sinus pressure.
So many people call in sick to work falsely. That everybody doubts when somebody's legitimately sick.
You know, you're right, Hank. There's a stigma about that.
There's a stigma.
Mostly, I didn't call in because I knew I could come in and get done what I needed to get done.
And here is the problem.
It would be less work for me in the long run to just come to work.
I know, but what's happening when you do that, you're being sick and selfish. I am too right now. I mean, I'm just junking up everything over here because I am a rhesus monkey and I am the plague. I'm contagion. I'm all of it.
Are you taking anything?
So, she's taking everything.
Make her an offer.
I have chicken. I took a picture of it. I'll post it on our Facebook.
Chicken noodle soup really works.
Chicken noodle soup. I have lemon. I have honey. I have tea. I had toast. And I had Sudafed, 2-3 Advil. And some Flonase. I snorted the Flonase. And let me tell you.
It's like Scarface.
I was like, what?
You don't want to share that with anybody, your own personal Flonase. That's gross.
Are you calling in sick for tomorrow then?
I don't know.
What about the chocolate?
I think it's too late.
Oh, yeah, chocolate.
Well, the chocolate is supposed to be very good
whiskey
for you.
Whiskey is supposed to be good.
Okay, chocolate in whiskey, you're good to go.
If you have it in a chocolate croissant,
does that count?
That's it, yeah. Chocolate croissant counts. Okay.
So anyway, I'm just letting you know that we're probably next. Hank is probably next. Yeah. And it's actually PJ's fault. So when you see PJ, the eternal intern today, thank her.
So, since you guys are going to give it to me, when I get it and I come back to work, can I give it back to you?
I don't think so.
No, I think you're probably going to be immune by then.
Okay. I just have it myself.
Okay. Yep.
This, remember, it has nothing to do with the cold.
I think that people should just stay home when they're sick.
Stay home, stay indoors, because it's going to be ridiculously cold today.
Woo! I've got hypothermia.
All right.
Living in a frozen nation. I've got hypothermia. Losing all of my sensation. I've got hypothermia. Hope I don't need an amputation.
The Lauren and Wally Show. Morning. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Okay,
so I just found out what is worse to witness than a grown man playing air guitar, and that would be Brian Bell recreating the Beat It dance.
Thank you.
Yeah, and every time.
That's what
time,
that was?
Yes, that's
video
what it was.
Bad,
we need video proof of that.
I think there was some, maybe a little bit. Okay. This is brought to you, Dirty Laundry, by the way. It's brought to you by Mass Eye and Ear. We've got some Maroon 5 information, the Empire Star update, and Gwyneth Paltrow is being sued. But first up, and I just got to start playing some of this guy's stuff.
Guys,
James Ingram died. He was 66. He had brain cancer. I had no idea. He's all these hits. Just Once, Baby Come to Me with Patty Austin. He was the ultimate duet dude because he had two duets with Patty Austin. Oh, this is a good one, too. I think I hard cried at this in high school. How Do You Keep the Music Playing? That was my favorite because it was from a Goldie Hawn movie called Best Friends. Yamo Be There with Michael McDonald.
That was huge.
Yes.
That was a monster.
He did a threesome. What About Me with Kim Carnes and Kenny Rogers. He took it to a different
awkward
level.
That's okay.
But his, and then Linda Ronstadt, Somewhere Out There. And you know what he wrote? Co-wrote PYT, Pretty Young Thing, for Michael Jackson.
He wrote PYT?
Yeah. 14 Grammy Awards, married to 44 years to Deborah Robinson, and they had six children. And I'm super super upset about this. He was not on my radar. You know, he's like one of those things.
Yeah, like, well, I hope he does okay or something like that. I had no idea.
Oh, so anyway, that's what happened. I'm really, it's not good. Maroon 5. You want to talk about Maroon 5?
Yeah, Maroon 5. Yeah, okay.
Well, Maroon 5 is avoiding, oh, talk about a left turn. Like, James Ingram was so good. And these guys are just like, as you said,
they're so basic.
They're so basic.
They're catchy.
Yeah, but basic.
Yeah.
Anyway, they are not doing the press conference for the Super Bowl, which is, you know, tradition.
Yeah.
Now, I think it's because I think they might get hammered by the press because they're so boring.
Why do you guys stink?
Yeah, but like, not stink, but like just, I don't know. But also, they're trying to avoid some awkwardness with the Colin Kaepernick thing because a lot of artists turned down the Super Bowl halftime show because of the NFL's stance on that.
Right, yeah. So the NFL kind of called off the press conference.
The NFL didn't want to get embarrassed.
They didn't want one person to say, hey, so why did you guys actually agree to do this?
When nobody else would.
Yeah. Right, exactly. All right, this is the worst story, and I'm so upset about it, so I'm just going to talk about how Jussie Smollett was attacked in Chicago by two unknown offenders. He's from Empire, and he it was a racially and homophobic charged incident. They approached him, started yelling racial and homophobic slurs. Then they used their hands to, you know, they beat him up, and then they poured bleach on him.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
This is a terrible story, and I'm sorry. And then one of the offenders wrapped a rope around his neck before ultimately fleeing the scene. He was taken to the hospital. He's in good condition.
He's going to be okay, by the way.
He plays Jamal on Empire. He publicly came out as gay during an episode of the Ellen DeGeneres Show in March of 2015. And, you know, Twitter and all of, you know, Hollywood is really upset about this, and they have to find the people who did this. This is a terrible,
and it happened in Chicago.
In Chicago. I'm so upset about it. And Gwyneth Paltrow is upset because Gwyneth Paltrow is being sued in the most Gwyneth Paltrow way. She's being sued for $3.1 million because she crashed into somebody skiing.
Oh, it wasn't about the
Utah.
Jade egg or anything.
Wow. No. I have an update on that jade egg.
That sprang to my mind, too.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I bought a jade thing for my face.
Uh-oh.
Oh, gosh.
So it's like a roller. You, like, roll your face out. It's supposed to, like, make sure.
Like pizza smoother. Dough?
Yes, like pizza dough. Why is my face like pizza dough?
I was just
my,
like,
face is doughy?
I was not talking about the face. I was talking about the roller.
I thought it was a paint roller for putting on makeup.
The first thing you think of is a dough, pizza dough. Anyway.
Not your face. The roller. I was talking about the roller.
Right. Okay. So Terry Sanderson claims that Paltrow was skiing out of control at Deer Valley Resort in Park City when she hit him in the back, and the suit claims she got up, turned and skied away, leaving Sanderson stunned, lying in the snow, seriously injured. You know, I could say a lot of things about Gwyneth Paltrow, but that would be a very surprising story to me. I find that she would not.
I'm not surprised by that at all.
Really?
Yeah.
I think she would get up and help if she crashed into somebody where it left him seriously
injured.
No, she
do, really. No. She has people.
She would have her people do that.
Yeah. She would sell them an item that she has on her.
That's right.
On her website.
I can't.
Hey, this jade thing might make you forget the pain.
Yeah. Rich people aren't like regular people. They're just completely
really different.
That's so terrible. Anyway. Yeah. That is what's going on in Dirty Laundry. Now I'm going to go roll my pizza dough face.
Thanks, pizza face. Thanks,
oh my God.
Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Is everyone ready to play games this morning on the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio program? Because we want to play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. And we have a contestant standing by, a player online right now. She's a young executive from Sagamore Beach, Massachusetts, named Krista Lubold, and she's in the restaurant game there. Good morning, Krista. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, doing well. How are you guys?
Great, thank you. So, you play this game pretty well, you think?
We listen to it every morning at work, so I entered my name a couple times. And then when you guys called me, I was like, yeah, why not?
Okay. All right.
Okay, well, we got $1,000 from Century Bank just waiting for you. And here's exactly what's going to happen. LBF will ask you 10 questions within the time frame of 60 seconds. Now, you'll hear the ticking in the background, and then you'll hear the alarm go off when the 60 seconds have expired. You get all those right, $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. Are you ready to go and play?
Absolutely.
Here we go.
Let's
play
it.
Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What's up, Doc? Is what cartoon character's catchphrase?
Pass.
What was Bette Midler's only number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart?
The River.
What food chain was founded by Harland Sanders?
Pass.
Sandra Bullock was...
Sorry.
Say it again.
Pansy. She got it.
Sandra Bullock was the best actress Oscar for what movie? She won the best actress Oscar for what movie?
The Blind Side.
What is the capital of Spain?
Madrid.
What original super teen includes Angel, Beast, Cyclops, Iceman, and Marvel Girl?
Pass.
What puppeteer created Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy?
Pass.
Spell Belichick.
What about Bill Belichick?
Spell his last name.
Oh, B-E-L-I-C-H-I-C-K.
In which U.S. state is the geographic center of all... Oh!
Terribly sorry to tell you, the time has expired.
You did okay.
According to my count, you got four correct.
Traffic. So. It's,
who was beeping out?
Horns, beeping.
Very tough.
You did well for somebody.
But yeah.
A little distraction here and there, but we're going to go ahead and we'll recap.
So the first one stumped you. What's up, Doc, is what cartoon character's catchphrase? Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
Bette Midler's.
I know it's not as easy. Well,
Bette Midler's only number one song in the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart is "Wind Beneath My Wings." Let's see.
Oh, yeah.
The original super team, including Angel, Beast, Cyclops, Iceman, and Marvel Girl, X Men. Jim Henson created Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy. And
how did you forget me?
And spell Belichick. B E L I C H.
You gotta read it.
Did she?
Yeah, she nailed it.
Yeah. She nailed it. All right. I wasn't sure. There were a lot of letters in that.
Yes.
Okay, well, we do have a fabulous consolation prize, and I think you'll enjoy this. A great deal. It's a pair of tickets to Ray, which is one of the most interesting and entertaining shows you're going to see. It's a tribute to the Beatles, and these guys are so close, you could swear that they are the Beatles. Experience the next best thing to seeing the Beatles and celebrate the 50th anniversary of Abbey Road, which, by the way, Abbey Road rooftop was like 50 years ago today.
Oh, really?
Okay. It's coming to the Box Center Wang Theater February 23rd, 24th. Tickets are on sale now, boxcenter.org. Enjoy the show. Thank you very much for playing the game.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, you're
did
more
good
than
job.
Welcome. Thanks for being a member of the nation.
Stay warm.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
don't do anything crazy
out
there. Okay. Who thinks they can win this game? Come on. You can play. You can win. You can do it, but you got to qualify. Log on to WRR.com, and you could be a winner right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're 4 days away from the Super Bowl. So you're probably going to go to a Super Bowl party, and you don't want to look stupid at the Super Bowl party. You want to look like you know a little bit about football. So we're going to help you out here. We'll give you some things to know so you can, impress the people you're attending the Super Bowl party with.
Okay.
Okay, so the Patriots are going to their 11th Super Bowl, more than any other team in the history of the National Football League. And you're probably excited. Don't say something like, we've won more Super Bowls than anybody.
No.
We have not.
I know who's won.
Okay, who's won the most Super Bowls?
Pittsburgh?
That's correct. That's correct.
The
very good.
Their team? Yes.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, okay.
The Pittsburgh Steelers, because they were really, really huge back in the 70s.
They had
this guy named Terry Bradshaw. Yeah, that's right, the fat bald guy on Fox now. He was a stud back in the day.
He speaks well of you.
He does.
Jeez.
And he's a very funny guy, but he was a great quarterback. Okay, now here's another thing. Speaking of the Pittsburgh Steelers, in 1980, the Pittsburgh Steelers became the first Super Bowl winning team to visit the White House. And there's a reason for that, because it was a very special season in Pittsburgh, because the previous summer the Pittsburgh Pirates had won the World Series. So they had a visit to the White House by the Steelers and the Pirates.
Wow.
So I'm thinking, wouldn't it be interesting, because we won the World Series this summer, and now we win a Super Bowl. Maybe they do a repeat of the
fast
thing.
Food for everyone.
Yep, exactly right. Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger. Mm. Okay, so those are just a couple.
So that's stuff to tell people to be interesting at a party?
Yeah. Boy, you must be.
All right, I'm just checking. I'm just making sure.
Okay, how about overtime?
Wow.
Overtime.
Do people walk away from you off at a party?
Absolutely.
It's a very good defensive measure.
Go fill my drink.
How many Super Bowls have ever ended with an overtime?
Oh, one.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
It's the one I watched.
That's the one you watched. The only one you ever watched, right?
You called that, remember?
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did.
I am
really impressive.
I know.
Your prognostication power.
I am the Tony Romo of Canton.
Most incredible things I've ever seen. The person who had never seen a football game before says it's going to go into overtime and the Patriots are going to win.
Guys, I got the quarterback.
Who did they beat?
Borka, whatever. I got some skills.
Okay.
Who did they beat? Do you remember that?
The Patriots, right?
Yeah, who did they beat in that Super Bowl?
Atlanta?
Yes!
Unbelievable!
Wow! 80s and more. 5-7 WROR.
This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
We're getting ready for a Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, and we have opened up the lines. We have now taken our five callers, beginning with caller number 15, because we want you to be able to gamble totally free and totally legally right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show, because we're givers, right? Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just randomly pick one of our callers here. Let me see. We got Ed, we got Jim, we got Patty, we got Ed. Well, let's go with Patty. Here's my Patty. Hey, Patty, how you doing today?
I'm doing good now.
Good.
Wow.
Good.
Wow.
Patty.
Patty.
Well, okay, so you're...
You guys are phenomenal. What a gift. I'm so excited.
We're very happy to help you with your gambling addiction.
Thank you.
It is square, absolutely free. Now, we're going to have a winner every quarter of the big game. So, you know, you could be a winner. And
I'm already a winner.
Yeah, really?
Yes, you are.
Yes, you have yourself some real estate in the square.
Yes.
Now, do you play a square pool at all with your friends or anything?
Oh, honey, I shouldn't say this, but I kind of run a little pool with the family. You know, a legal one.
Yes.
We understand.
This
is
totally legal what we're doing. I'm sure what you're doing is legal, too.
With the family.
With the family. Yeah, tell me more about the family.
Oh, I got this four of us in the fam.
Excellent. So, what are you having? Are you going to do the party at your house?
The party's at my daughter's house.
Okay. How many people are going to show up for this thing?
I'm thinking probably like 10. It's going to be a small little party.
Okay. What's on the menu?
I'm making chicken wings, of course. You got to have some chicken wings.
Right, yeah.
And I'm Polish, so I'm making some galumpkies.
Oh.
And, and it's my birthday week, so it's going to be good.
Wow.
Okay, well,
all coming
together.
Happy birthday.
All right.
I love you guys, and I've been trying to win a little square since this started. And I'm just shaking. I'm so excited.
Well, good.
Wow.
Great.
Okay.
I'm so happy for you.
I want you to have a great day. Have a wonderful time at the Super Bowl. What kind of position would you request on the board?
I like an edge.
You're an edge.
You like an edge.
Okay.
You're on the edge.
Okay.
I'm living on the edge.
Yeah. And Patricia, I'm just curious. Do you have any, like, Super Bowl or football, you know, superstitions?
Yeah.
Stuff that you do during the game?
I guess we're all kind of watching my son because he gets a little crazy.
Oh. Really? He gets
a
little crazy.
You know, like if they make a bad play, we get to, like, all jump on him so he doesn't destroy anything in the building.
Oh, wow.
What are you saying?
Wow.
That sounds like a party.
That sounds like a real party. Boy.
Everybody jump on him. Make sure you don't knock his ankle bracelet off.
You know, it sounds to me like Patty needs a...
So we don't throw the mattress across the room.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Okay.
She definitely sounds like she needs one of our dip-in-a-box kits.
Oh, okay. Boy.
Okay, well, listen. Have a great...
Guys. I listen every day.
Well, thank you. You have yourself a great day and a great Super Bowl party, okay?
You guys, too. And good luck to everybody who's in the pool. But
all right.
Okay.
I hope I win.
All right. Hang on.
Don't go away. We'll get you all set here, okay? Okay, it's
Patty.
Wow.
Julie Devereaux, J-Bo, both going to have more squares to give away. You can also get squares online at WRR.com, okay?
That's right, our totally legal office
gambling.
Totally
legal. Feel good about it now? Everybody feels good about it. Okay.
Sure. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.